Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Southern Miss fans know the number one stop for Golden Eagle apparel is Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Baseball, basketball, football, Campus Bookmart has it covered with clothing to fit the young and old, big and small Golden Eagle in your family. You can visit the store on Hardy Street, shop online at campusbookmart.net, or call in your order and have it mailed to your front door. However you choose to buy, always visit Campus Bookmart first. You won't be sorry. Campus Bookmart and Southern Miss, to the top.
Pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. We're glad you're with us. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bank Corp studio in Hattiesburg. And Laura, good to be back in the studio for a brief time. We're glad you're with us. Opening segment of the show sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, proud supporters of this program. And, of course, Southern Miss Athletics, and a great place to take your family for dinner tonight. Bob Kelly and Luke again in the Southern Bank Corp studios, and we've got a full show. Andrew Abbott going to be joining us a little later in the program. We're going to hear from the Tuna, Carson Pato. But right now it is draft day. NFL draft starts tonight, and who better to have on the phone with us than a beloved figure in Southern Miss football history, even though he hasn't been gone very long. He'll certainly always be loved by Southern Miss football fans. Frank Gore Jr. Draft day today, Frank. We're all wondering, you're sitting back at home in Florida. What goes on in a young man's mind like yours today when, you know, with sometime in the next two or three days, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, your name is going to be called and your NFL football career is about to start?
Me, I could picture myself in every uniform, picturing how I look in all 32 teams. And just the uncertainty is the great part about the draft, man.
Are you nervous at all, Frank?
I wouldn't say nervous. I'm not nervous. I'm more excited.
Yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense. Now, your dad, obviously a legendary future Hall of Famer, what advice has he given you in regard to how to handle the next few days, Frank?
Just take everything for a blessing. No matter when your name is called, you're getting a shot to fulfill your dream. So just take everything for a blessing.
Who is handling all this stuff behind the scenes, Frank? And kind of educate us, people that don't know any better, like all the people that are back there working for you. I mean, you got agents, publicists, all these new people now that you're going to be exposed to that you haven't been exposed to up to this point. Take us through that process, how you hire those people.
I had an agent since my sophomore year in college.
Okay.
He always had the same agent, which is my agent is my goddad, so he's been in my life pretty much always. So, yeah, he pretty much handled everything off the field and gives me a clear path to just worry about everything on the field.
Now, when you hear about all these guys going to work out for certain teams, doing individual workouts, this guy worked out for this team and this guy worked out for that, take us through those and what goes into those when you work out for these individual teams, and what sort of things are they looking for or ask you about?
They're just trying to confirm everything that they already know and try to find out things that they probably didn't know, whether if you could, how fluent you move and things in that nature. I'll say just meeting with teams will just show your ability to learn football, your ability to retail and give back information as well. So it's all – every team could be looking for different things, Bill.
All right, Luke, get in here with about-to-be NFL football player Frank Gore Jr.
Awesome. From one former Southern Miss player to another, Frank, we're proud of you. And just to kind of expand on what you talked to Kelly about, I think the average football fan doesn't realize it's not just them watching you do drills. These teams like to ask you personal questions. They like to feel, you know, who you are. So what were some of those experiences like?
Yes, sir. They of course they want to know about your personal life. Because you're building a relationship. This is someone you're going to be working with for the next 4 years or so. So they don't just want to worry about. They want to worry about your well-being, how are you off the field, things you like to do, your interests. So they just want to figure out about you as a person, as long as the football player.
Sure, yeah. This process started for you when you declared. You had that great note for Southern Miss fans. Combine was a big deal. But I want to ask you, you really, between the combine and pro day, you improved your strength, and you had a much better, at least on the bench press. I know pro day meant a lot to you. A lot of guys will, you know, not worry about pro day if they're at the combine, but you wanted to make a good showing at both of those events.
Yes, sir. It's always get out there and compete, and just showing you have the heart to compete, and always be ready to just show everything, show what all you bring to the table. And I had a bad day at the combine. I'll say I didn't technique wise. I wasn't the best that day, and that wasn't one of my best days. So I was focused and pumped up to come into pro day and be able to get that chance to lift again.
Back to the combine, because we all thought it was just great. You were invited. You kind of turned a lot of heads with your agility and some of those running back drills. What is it like being at the combine with all of that collegiate talent in one place?
Oh, it's great, man. Great environment. You learn a lot, and it's definitely a good vibe to be around your peers. As like, you guys are going to be in the same class, so everyone's going to help each other in a way, as long as competing with each other. So it's a great vibe at the combine. A lot of work, but you know, once you get there, you're ready to work and ready to show what you're able to do.
Frank, have any of the teams said what they're looking at you to potentially be and where you fit into their particular puzzle?
Not exactly word for word, but they told me like player comps and things of that nature.
And do you have a gut feeling as to which team is going to call your name?
No, sir. No, sir, at all. I have no clue whatsoever.
Well, Frank, we're just hoping it's not Washington that calls you, because we do care about you. We want you to have an opportunity. We want you to have an opportunity to win.
Now, Bob, Washington's checks clear, just like everybody else's. That's what.
Frank, you need to know that for the longest time, Bob was a Redskins fan. Yes. Then they changed over to the Commanders. He forsook them. He's a bandwagon New Orleans Saints fan, so the Saints would work for him.
And you see what's happened to the Saints since I got on the bandwagon, Frank. So maybe. Now, New Orleans would be fantastic, where we could watch you play every weekend. Frank?
That'll be back home.
That would be back home. That's exactly right. All right, so I admired so well the way you handled yourself through college. And it's not easy to be the son of a legend in a sport that you're playing in, but you handled that magnificently. Has that come up in any of your conversations with the NFL team, your lineage and your father being such a great football player, or do they not really talk to you much about that?
They talk to me about it. They admire it as well, respect it, knowing how hard it is to be in this position. So they respect it for sure.
How did you handle it so well, Frank? What was it that you told yourself you had to do so that you could be Frank Gore Jr. and not the son of Frank Gore?
I'm just going to work every day. Just putting your head down and not focusing on things that don't matter, and come to work, come to practice, come to be a leader, a teammate, and just building the brotherhood.
But Frank, didn't your dad also kind of tell you that he didn't want you to be Frank Gore Sr.'s son? He wanted you to be your own guy.
Yes, sir. That was always the message.
Yeah, and really, what a great message. A couple minutes left. Kelly and I both interviewed you several times during your career here, and you always expressed your love for this place and your love for Coach Hall and your love for being a Golden Eagle. What has it meant to you to play football here, and what about Southern Miss do you think will help you prepare yourself for your NFL career?
Just building character, the character you have coming from Southern Miss, where nothing is easy. So when things get hard, you're not going to turn your back, and you're willing to work.
Yeah.
So where are you going to watch the draft, Frank? And how many friends and family and cousins and aunts and uncles and everybody will be watching behind you when that phone call comes in?
Not a lot. Just a few of my family members, intermediate family, and I'll be back at home though. Relax.
There we go. Well, Frank, listen, man. The Golden Eagle Football Nation is going to be watching, pulling for you. We're always going to be fans of yours, no matter where you end up playing. And we hope that you know that. We hope you know that Southern Miss will always be right behind you.
Thank you.
All right. Frank Gore Jr., everybody, a soft-spoken
man of few words.
Yeah, a soft-spoken kid, but great kid. You and I interviewed him many times, and always polite, always big smile on his face. Great kid.
And I wonder, you know, because the rap on him is he's just not very tall. But, man, that hasn't stopped him, and I think that probably has helped him, you know, prove the naysayers wrong that he can do it.
The evolution of the NFL running back really, really, really helps Frank. And what I mean is, he is the perfect third down back.
That's what we're...
He is. He's the perfect utility back, shifty, can put it out there. You can run some trick plays with him, too.
That's exactly what we were talking about yesterday. Third down back, maybe special teams return man as well. Wishing nothing but the best for Frank Gore Jr. Eagle Hour continues on the other side of the break.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Luke, is your breaking news going
to
make
me? Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, we want to thank Frank Gore Jr. for joining us, and I wish that young man nothing but the best of luck in the next couple of days. What would you say, Kelly? Fifth, sixth, seventh round, maybe?
Yeah, I would think so. I would think somewhere in there. And he did, Bob, say that he would provide you with a low interest loan to get your car fixed.
And I appreciate that. Only if he doesn't get drafted by Washington, then you have to worry about the check clearing.
That car you've always wanted at Ramey Motors.
That's
tomorrow. Can pick it out, Frank Gore Jr. Graciously. We have breaking news out of Southern Miss baseball. Breaking news. Tomorrow night's lineup has been released. Danny Lynch is starting at third base.
Okay, yeah, they're thrilled about that down in
Jay Walker, voice of the Cajuns. He's going to join us tomorrow. Can we talk to Jay once and not bring up Danny? Is that possible?
No, we're not going to. Andrew Abbott joins us now. We'll bring up Danny Lynch to him as well. And Andrew, we appreciate your local sports writer. Does a great job covering Southern Miss, of course. And you know, we're going down this list here, Andrew, and it's beginning to get a little bit depressing. We go back to the preseason. Matt Adams thought that he'd be a really fine pitcher. Lost for the year. We've lost Will Armistead, McCarty English, Jackson Parker, Seth Smith, second base. Nolan Tucker was out for a good while at second base. The injuries are starting to mount up. And as a guy that covers the Golden Eagles for a living, how concerned should we all be about this growing injury list and the impact it could have on the not only the stretch run, but postseason play?
Well, I'd be pretty worried about this pitching staff, which, you know, obviously is not delivered like people or myself thought it would deliver. And even Oz said the same thing. Part of it's the injury bug, but part of it's just guys not doing their jobs. But, you know, in a staff that's already, you know, kind of desperate for arms that they can depend on, you know, you're starting to lose those guys. I mean, somebody's going to need to step up. You know, Landon Payne's a great example of a guy who's been injured. He looked great in the fall, and, you know, you haven't really seen him pitch. So, yeah, I'd be a little concerned about the pitching. I think the injuries with Seth Smith and Nolan Tucker out in the field, I think that's actually going to come to hopefully an end, knock on wood. Seth Smith got his cast off this past week. Nolan Tucker's obviously back, so they'll get a little bit more depth with that. I wonder if that frees up Nick Monastery to pitch.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what's so ironic, I think, is that at the start of the year, we're all analyzing the baseball team, and then the season gets underway, and all the complaints are, we're not hitting the ball, fire Creel. I mean, we all heard all that garbage. But the pitching staff will carry us through. And now here we are, and it seems like the bats in most cases are the strength of the team, Andrew, and the pitching staff seems to be the question mark.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, this has kind of been the opposite of identities for a while. Honestly, kind of reminds me of that 2018, 2019 group, but not as much power, where the bats would carry USM, and then they would kind of, you know, have a couple really good arms and then kind of hope for the best with the rest of their bullpen. It's not a hard hitting team. They have a little bit of power, but they just, they get on base. They get a lot of walks. They take advantage of, I know everybody likes to complain about leaving runners on base, but they've been really good about that since, the last 2 months. And I didn't quite expect that. Dalton McIntyre's been a big boost for them. Definitely a breakout star. It's a weird team. It's been a weird season with the amount of injuries they've had. It's, right when you think things are going to go their way, something else happens. And even when they win, they seems like they lose somehow.
Right. Well, what's concerning to me about the general game of baseball is there's this emphasis on velocity. All right, 97, 98 from the right side, or, 90, 92 from the left. Well, that's all well and good. But now the old adage is it's not a matter of if a guy is going to have Tommy John surgery, it's when. And it's because, as we've talked about before, the body physiologically is not built to throw the way baseball pitchers throw a ball. And it's getting increasingly stressful on these arms to be able to duplicate, what they need to throw to be able to get people out. I just throw that out there because, we also have talked about how injuries are always going, no matter what team it is, whether it's football or baseball, if you got half your guys down with injuries, it's going to be tough. And Luke, they're heading into the meat of the schedule now, going into Louisiana this weekend, and they've still got Coastal that they've got to take on. So there's no good time for injuries, but especially now with one department, the pitching staff, getting hit so hard.
Andrew, two guys, I think, and I don't mean this in a condescending way, it's a joke, Baby Ock can help us. He didn't pitch. I thought he might pitch Tuesday. This is Josh Ock, by the way, for our listeners. I think we'll see him this weekend, right?
I would think so. I mean, he's been one of the few guys that's given you some quality innings out of the pen. I assume Kobe Allen's going to be their third starter. I mean, Oz kind of hinted at it that it's not going to be anything crazy. I would have guessed Cross, but he pitched so much on the Tulane game, I don't think he'll be starting. But, yeah, Josh Ock is definitely a guy that's going to need to step up. He had some injuries, too, over the fall or part of the spring, but he looked really good in the fall. And he's looked good as of late. He seems to be healthy. He's just, he's a young guy. He's a true freshman. But to Kelly's point about the injuries, it's big in Major League Baseball. You go across the street at Cary, they're dealing with all the same problems. And, the other part of it is guys throw so hard you can't, hitting the ball is almost an injury itself. I've seen so many hamate bone injuries the last few years. You go across the street to Cary, they've got all the same problems. So it's not just a USM thing. But
right.
These injuries are crazy right now.
And with pitchers, again, it's just going to be more as time goes on, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We can move on from this. You can just say, hey, I don't know, and that's fine, and I'll ask something else. But, I look at the guys who have not – there's two guys that haven't given up a run this year. One is Josh Ock. The other is a guy that I thought we would see. I mean, but he hadn't pitched this entire month, only two appearances on the air. Is Sawyer Toney hurt? Do you know anything about his situation?
From my understanding is something happened with his – again, I might be wrong on this, but I don't think I am. Something weird happened with his credits transferring from junior college.
Ah.
That's my understanding. not sure. I'm not 100% on that, but that seems to be correct. So
yeah,
that's
my
guess.
Yeah, I mean, two appearances and no runs. You would. All right, so where does Chandler Best now fit into the weekend?
Yeah, I don't know. That's tough. Again, another guy you would think that might be starting now with Armistead out. He also pitches on Wednesday. I mean, the way I kind of see it, you've only had one really reliable right-handed reliever, Kobe Allen, and he's had a couple tough outings. And then you've had two reliable left-handers, Chandler Best, although he got hit pretty good against Tulane, and then Cross Sibley. So, you know, I don't know where they go with this. I just know they need somebody with experience to step up, and Chandler Best is definitely the guy for that. You would think so. I mean, they need him to be the guy for that.
Yeah, and he's pitched pretty well, I think, overall. So, Andrew, the baseball program doesn't need me defending it, but when I hear a lot of people around me week to week complaining about the baseball team, I do try to point out from time to time that when you're replacing the likes of Danny Lynch, Dustin Dickerson, Christopher Sargent, Montenegro, Justin Storm, you could go on down the list. I mean, it is a tall, tall order to think that you can just replace all of that talent in the first year and never miss a lick. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I mean, you know, people kind of forget because COVID kind of gave Southern Miss a break in that sense that 2020 team was going to be a lot like this current team. I mean, they were going to be a really young pitching staff, a really young lineup, and, you know, that's, you know, COVID aged everybody a year, so it kind of helped out. But, you know, that's kind of why you haven't seen it the past few years, but it happens. It's part of the cycle, and you add into the fact it's the new head coach. I know Oz has been here, but it's different responsibilities. Culture changes a little, not a lot. But, yeah, it's when you got to replace as much production as they lost last year, especially with the amount of guys who've been drafted in the last 2 years, I mean, that's hard for any program. Now, there's, you know, given to where what the success they've had, there are certain things you expect, but, you know, I think this team is currently in the mix of things. They're right where Southern Miss baseball in the grand scheme should be. They're in the picture of getting an at-large bid, and mind you, in one of the toughest conferences in all of college baseball.
No question. Andrew, can you stick around through the break? If you've got a minute, I'd like for you to hear this soundbite we have with Tuna, Carson Pato, and I'd like to get your thoughts about the impact this kid has had on Southern Miss baseball. Are you good with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Andrew Abbott is going to stick with us a little while longer. Super Talk Eagle Hour rolling along here on a Thursday afternoon. Don't forget about Genesis of Hattiesburg. Kelly and I had a great time down there yesterday. What a beautiful, beautiful place. Genesis sedans and SUVs, the finest luxury vehicles on the road today. It is the official auto dealer of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. So check out the brand new Genesis showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. It's, as they say down in the Delta, purdy. It's purdy, Kelly.
They wanted me to go immediately after the show was over, however.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's everywhere.
Right? Yeah, that's true, too.
We'll be back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, Mobay Beignet Company. It's the official beignet store of the Super Talk Eagle Hour, 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Kelly, you're my go-to man when it comes to food. What is the
And I do not know the flavor of the month, Bob. I should know that, and shame on me. But we're
so. What is the West Point High School mascot?
The West Point High School.
It's not on your game today.
Boy, I'm really not. I was thinking of the Army, which are the cadets, of course. But what is the mascot for West Point?
I have no idea. Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast is available 24/7 on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or you could just tell Alexa to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We've got Andrew Abbey on the phone with us. Andrew, I'm going to run a sound bite here. It's about 3 minutes long. This is a conversation we had Sunday afternoon with the Tuna, otherwise known as Carson Pato. And then I'd like to get your thoughts about this kid, the impact that he's made on the program, and then I think the guys want to talk to you for just a moment about basketball. So here's that interview with Carson Pato, the Tuna. All right, Carson Pato on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. I'm going to put you on a spot. It occurs to me that you have become the face of the baseball team this year and the leader, and is that a role you recognize and accept?
Yeah, I'd say humbly I recognize it, and I do humbly accept it. You know, it's pretty cool for I guess you say, I personally think I'm one of the faces. You know, we got a lot of guys that people kind of consider the faces, I guess. But, yeah, I humbly accept that. You know, it's pretty cool. And, yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome to see.
I talked to Coach Oz a couple of weeks ago, and I said it occurred to me that Danny Lynch is always still talking and Carson's still smiling. And he said I was right on both accounts. What's with the happy demeanor all the time, Carson?
I don't know, to be honest. You know, sometimes I do get kind of aggravated, but I try to be as positive and happy as possible because I know at any point in time this game can get taken away, and I know a lot of people would love to be in the position that me and the other 39 guys are, you know, so I try not to take anything for granted. And, you know, if me laughing at some stupid joke Danny tells and, you know, kind of helps me be happy, then, you know, that's what I'm going to try to do.
So Lynch hasn't quit talking?
He hasn't. He still talks just as much, if not more.
All right, so you're on the last two regional championship teams. What right now do you see? The record is about the same, but what differences do you see this year and in the two previous regional teams?
Honestly, I think the talent is probably the same. It's just our age right now. And age is not a problem, but I think we definitely have as much talent on this team. We have some guys that can play multiple positions, but I think we're just younger, and that's really it. I think we have the same potential, if not more, than years past. And it just takes us coming out here and doing it, you know. But I think age is just the only difference. Like I said, talent's there. We have pitching. We have hitters in the lineup that can mash, you know, and on the bench. It's just about us putting the pieces together.
All right, right field, center field, any difference? You look really comfortable in center field.
Yes, sir, there's definitely a difference. Definitely a lot bigger, more ground to cover. It doesn't really, I guess you say, bother me at all because I played center field when I was younger, and I feel pretty comfortable out there. So, yes, sir.
Where does the name Tuna come from?
Coach Barry thinks I look like Bill Parcell, and that's Bill Parcell's nickname. So that's where I get it from.
All right, is this true? I heard that last year Coach Barry didn't even put Carson Pato on the batting lineup. He put Tuna.
That's correct. Yes, sir. He goes through Coach Barry's very superstitious, and if we lost a game maybe that we shouldn't have, he would change up something, and sometimes it would be the batting order. And one day he started putting everybody's nicknames on there, and Tuna was on there. And sometimes it was just my nickname. So, yes, sir, that is a true fact.
All right, Carson, last question. Again, I think you are the leader of the team this year. Where is this baseball team, and what do you guys have to do to accomplish your goals moving forward?
I think we're in a good spot. I think in order for us to accomplish our goals, we just have to be on top of our game. You know, for example, the next 2 weeks of conference baseball, we got some good teams we're going to play. We have Louisiana, and I want to say Coastal. I'm not too sure on that. But two definitely good programs, and for us to be able to do what we want to do and achieve what we want to achieve, we have to be on top of our A game. And we have the potential to do it. It's just a matter of coming out here and doing it.
Can this team be the first team ever to win three consecutive regionals?
I think so. Like I said, the talent is the same, if not better, than last year and years past. Just about us coming out here and doing it. Like I said, we have a lot of good guys, a lot of great people on this team, a lot of good ball players, and we definitely have the potential to do it.
Always a pleasure watching you, Carson.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Andrew, I'm going to have to admit now I'm a Carson Pato fan, so my view is a little skewed, but I'm curious to get your impressions of this kid and what he's meant to Southern Miss baseball.
Yeah, he's definitely been, you know, some consistency for them, especially for this season. You know, he's definitely a, you know, from what it seems, locker room guy. He's always a fun quote. That's one thing you can guarantee from just being a sports writer. I think he does kind of know how to kind of handle it, kind of keep the Barry culture, so to speak, intact. At the same time, you know, kind of build the new off of the old. I think that's kind of one of the perks of having a guy like Carson Pato and Slade Wilks in that locker room. You know, from a player standpoint, you know, he's been, you know, for the most part, pretty solid. Gives him speed around the bases. I mean, it's a guy that you kind of need this year. There's no question about that. So that's kind of my take on Pato. And, you know, one of my questions I asked him this weekend was just, you know, do you guys ever look at the standings? And his answer is no. Honestly, the only time I ever know where we're at in the standings is when I look at the flags in center field.
He didn't even know that they were about to play Coastal Carolina, because I think Coastal Carolina, is that right? Yeah, that's right, bro. All right, let's switch gears, Andrew. Another guys, we'll talk a little bit about basketball. Lost a lot of players. Not a lot of noise about new players coming onto the team. What can you tell our listening audience?
I mean, you know, I could kind of safely say, yes, the cryptic tweet, so to speak, is they are getting some transfer portal guys. I think they're just waiting for those. They're letting those guys make those announcements themselves. Who, per se, couldn't tell you for 100%. But I think that'll change any day now, any minute now. Hopefully, it's not when I'm taking Friday off. Hopefully, it's not on my day off. So that's all I'm hoping for. But yeah, I think any day now we'll start to see some transactions, so to speak, with Southern Miss basketball.
Well, the whole thing just stinks to high heaven, because you can't, you know, you're not, because of this transfer portal thing. I mean, it's like a revolving
door.
Yeah, it is a revolving door, and nobody's going to be able to come in here and set any records, because nobody's going to be here long enough, you know. So most of these career numbers that some of these guys have put up are going to be untouchable. And as a fan, what you like about basketball is being to you know, to really get involved emotionally with people that you recognize their faces and names. And it's just, with it being a revolving door, and it's not Southern Miss, every team is going through this same thing. It's ruined basketball.
Those days are over, aren't they, Andrew?
Yeah, I mean, you might have a couple guys, but, you know, I think some of the career marks are going to be hard to break. You got some guys who had 5 and 6 years of that COVID year. So you're kind of right with that, with just, it'll be rare to see career records be broken. I mean, you know, you look at Dom Davis, it's a big deal that she scored over 1,000 points in 3 years. You know, testament to how great she was, but imagine if she was at Southern Miss for 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no question. All right, Luke, have you got something else before we let Andrew go?
Andrew, looking forward to the NFL draft tonight. First two picks, at least, are locked in there. You're from Louisiana. I am pretty solid. Saints will take an offensive lineman, probably Fashanu, out of Penn State. Any thoughts about the NFL draft? Is that something that you consume as a sports writer? Will you watch much of it tonight?
No. if I had to, you know, cover and see if anybody was in the first round from Southern Miss or Mississippi, maybe. I don't have to worry about anything, honestly, above Jackson. So,
neither do we.
My domain.
Okay.
Yeah. But
are there schools north of Jackson? I wasn't aware.
Go ahead.
I will say, I do wish the Saints could draft a coach. Oh gosh, I would like to see a change there. But also, real quick note, since you brought up football, the mascot for West Point, Mississippi, is the Green Wave.
Thank you, Andrew. Kelly's just
come on now.
Kelly, well, he bailed you out.
I know Andrew, it's the Tupelo out. Golden Wave.
Yeah. Dude, he knows, like, he would know, like, Kasuth. Or he would know the most random. You don't know, like, the however many they won in a row, Sander?
The Ethel like Tigers, the Mantachie Mustangs, the Iuka Rockets. I mean,
what else? Andrew had to bail you out. So you can thank him with the show.
I think Andrew got on one of those devices like Luke has.
You think so?
And looked
no.
Up.
They all
hey,
have.
People forget, I cover high school sports too. You know,
you do. And real quick, tell us how people can, where people can go to read your stuff and how they can subscribe to your content.
For sure.
Yeah, Pine Belt Sports, all platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We do have a paywall now, which I know people love. it's not expensive, though. It's $30 for the year if you're in Lamar and Forest County. I don't know how many subscriptions are that cheap. We got a weekly newspaper. You can follow me on Twitter, at Andrew Abity, Twitter and Facebook now. It's kind of the same content if you're prefer one platform over the other, but that's pretty much how you can reach me.
Hey Andrew, you do a great job covering Southern Miss. We appreciate that, and we appreciate each and every time you come on our program.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on again, guys.
All right. Thanks, dude.
Andrew Abbott, everybody. I mean that. He does a really, really good job covering Southern Miss sports.
When we come back, I want to address just something that Carson Pato, you know, had to say in your interview, Bob, if you
hey,
don't mind.
I bet you know Van Cleve, right?
The Bulldogs.
The home of Carson Pato.
That's it.
Greenville High School.
Let me ponder that over the break. Lee,
Kelly, what is wrong with you? We'll be back. Bad day for the Sandman.
Google it, Yelp it, something like that.
Hornets.
Oh,
Hornets.
The Greenville Hornets.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Final segment on a Thursday brought to you by DBAT on Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. DBATHattiesburg.com. Great instruction facilities. Pro Shop. It's all at DBAT in Hattiesburg. DBAT, proud sponsor of the Eagle Hour. Luke, Bob, and Kelly from the Southern Bancor Studios in Hattiesburg. And Laurel, appreciate Andrew Abbedee joining us, as well as Frank Gore Jr. If you missed either one of those interviews, go back and listen to the Eagle Hour on demand at supertalk.fm. Bob told you all the plethora of platforms. We learned earlier this week, Kelly, that you can actually ask Siri to play the Supertalk Eagle
She's
Hour.
She's not going to answer you either, though, Kerry.
Why should she? No other woman does.
So we have Siri and Alexa. We're double dating.
Yeah, well.
Women's tennis pulls an upset yesterday, defeats Arkansas State, but drops today's match against Coastal Carolina. Lady Eagles end their season. Suhana Das, in her last appearance as a Southern Miss women's tennis player, the lone senior on the team. So women's tennis finishes their season. Beach volleyball in the middle of the Sun Belt Conference Championship, literally right underway. As of about 20 minutes ago, up in Huntsville, Alabama, they are taking on Coastal Carolina as well right now. Southern Miss senior sprinter Jada McDougal from Decatur, Mississippi, named the Sun Belt Conference Women's Outdoor Track Athlete of the Week. She finished in the top eight in three different races over the weekend in Baton Rouge. Men's golf season ends yesterday. Men were in a real good position to end day two. Had a rough day yesterday on the course, but our guy Robbie Ladder shoots a final round of his Golden Eagle career with a 73, finishes 12th overall. So many of those guys had a great year, and congrats to Eddie Brescher and the men's golf team on a good year. On the other hand, guys, some news kind of unexpected on the women's golf side. Head coach Lucy Nunn Burke has announced that she will be stepping away from Golden Eagle Golf, ladies golf. She'll be stepping down after 6 years leading that program. Release on SouthernMiss.com has coach's statement, and the university announcing that a national search will be underway now to replace her. So, Lucy Nunn Burke, thanks for all that you have done for Southern Miss Golf.
Hey, I want to thank 4th Street Bar and Grill for their sponsorship of our program. It's a great place. Tomorrow's Catfish Friday. If you're going to go any day of the week, go tomorrow. Catfish Friday, 11 to 1 o'clock. I want to thank DBAT down on Hardy Street for all the training they provide for kids all through this area, baseball, softball, and, of course, their sponsorship of our show. And want to thank Town & Country Cleaners, Hattiesburg's most trusted dry cleaners. They're on Hardy Street. You can call them at 601-264-4920. On the road again tomorrow, Ramey Motors down in Purvis. And then a week from Friday, and Kelly, you don't have to participate in this if you choose not to.
Oh, when I found out, oh, yes, I do.
A week from tomorrow, back at what may be our very favorite place to go, and we love them all, but we love going to Fuzzy's Tacos, and we'll be with Justin and the guys at the Fuzzy's Tacos 1 week from tomorrow. Patrick McGee and be talking NFL draft with us tomorrow, and Luke J. Walker is going to be – talking about Danny Lynch night down on the bayou. Is that correct?
I want to give Jay a break, okay? He has, every time he comes on this program, he acknowledges that if he were to manage a team, he would most likely want Danny Lynch to play for him. So let's.
I think it might be dad bod night on Friday night where Danny Lynch will be the guest of honor. Hey, what Carson Petro was saying before we went into the break, he's saying all the right things. And the guys, you know, all believe that. But look, here's the bottom, and I don't want to be Debbie Downer. But with all the injuries to this pitching staff, the Eagles, needless to say, cannot afford any more pitchers to be sidelined.
No, they can't.
And some of these guys, when you're talking about stepping up, and, you know, some of them haven't proved mentally necessarily that they're ready for this task. And this is going to be tough, guys. I mean, they're already depleted, you know, pitchers. I mean, if you had a position guy here or there, not as concerning, but all the flies that are dropping are on the pitching staff. Yeah. And huge challenge ahead of the Eagles the rest of the way.
Well, good to hear that Seth Smith may be coming back. That'll be another stick in the lineup. Yeah.
But again, not a pitcher.
No, not
you know.
Listen, Captain Debbie, obvious, we know. And well, that's why the offense. Go look at the run support though. And I think people that aren't seeing the big picture would have been very much craving this offense the last several years.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that. But I also believe that pitching and defense up the middle is what wins you championships.
Sure, but I mean, you can't help it. You just gotta roll with it.
You can't, and I'm sure there are other teams that are in the same boat as Andrew talked about with William Carey, albeit, you know, in a different league, but still, these guys like never before are going to have to fill these shoes.
Real quick tonight, Caleb Williams probably going to Michael Mergen's Chicago Bears, number one. Jaden Daniels is going to Bob's former team. I'll be real interested to see if New England goes quarterback with Drake May. Or if they take what I think is probably one of the best players in the draft, Marvin Harrison Jr. Saints will select an offensive lineman. Hopefully they do not trade up to select that offensive lineman.
And the first pick will be
Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams, the USC quarterback.
The guy that cried in his mama's lap when they got beat that
time. Yeah, and he wants part of the franchise until he found out it was the Bears.
Yeah, good luck with that, right? Good luck, Caleb, but get part of the franchise.
Sorry, Merg.
Yeah. I just realized what you said. I see Michael pulling back around in the parking lot. I think it's because of what you said.
What's that
said.
Long handle thing he's got on the back seat? He's polishing up.
All right, Ramey Motors in Purvis tomorrow at 1 o'clock. All three of us will be down there. We hope you tune in. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top. Let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.